Joining us for a couple of minutes on episode number 700 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, and what we are calling an introductory video today, is David Wilson. You wear many hats around here, which explains probably why you've lost a lot of your hair since you've come here, you know. So what exactly do you do around here?
So I was brought on here in the diocese in July to oversee our technology department, but then also to begin some digital media efforts as well. So really excited about being a part of that.
And this is a really cool thing when we talk about digital media. And this is something we've been talking about for a while, wanting to do for a while, and now we're going to, I think we're just about there to get started. What exactly are we doing in this room? Tell us about this room and what we're going to do in this particular room here at the Diocesan Pastoral Center.
Well, isn't it beautiful?
I love it. Yeah. I love it. The soundproofing is outstanding. The sound is great. And unfortunately, you've got to look at my face. He's much better to look at than I am, but that's neither here nor there. But we're getting ready to add another tool in our tool bag, if you will, of communications here in the Diocese of Amarillo. Spill the beans, man.
Yeah, so the Diocese of Amarillo, we're rolling into the 21st century. We're joining the club of podcasts. And so we're really excited about this new venture because we know that our Catholic audience on the Guadalupe Radio, they really want more content, and we want to give that to them.
Exactly. And we'll get into the things about podcasting and radio in just a bit. Tell us about the name of this podcast network and this room that we're in and the story behind all that, David.
Well, so we wanted to have a name that would really resonate with our 21st century audience. And so the namesake is expected to be canonized in the Jubilee year in 2025. And so in a world of growing innovation and technology, we decided on a name that was suitable for technology, and that's Carlo Acutis Podcast Network, or CAPN for short.
And no, we're not going to add an S in front of the C when he gets canonized this next year, right? It's going to remain CAPN.
It's CAPN.
I think if it's SCAPN, that doesn't sound good. I'm sorry. Carlo Acutis was quite the young man. And if you've read his story, you're very familiar with it. This is a young man that did so much for so many people in a short time of life and was claimed by cancer, I believe, in the early part of the 21st century, right, David?
That's right.
So we wanted to give this name, this podcast network, a name that would resonate with our younger people, our millennials, our Gen Xers, and even us older baby boomer people. We can all relate to Carlo Acutis, who, yes, will be canonized during this holy year that is coming up starting on Christmas Eve. We don't have a date yet. We will share that with you. Be nice if we could live stream that.
Right.
Just a thought. Just a thought there. David Wilson joining us. He is part of our communications team here at the Diocese of Amarillo. He also takes care of social media. He takes care of our diocesan website. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, too. And he also takes care of IT, Internet Technology. Is that what IT stands for, Internet Technology?
Information Technology.
Thank you. Thank you. I knew you would know the correct answer there.
That's right.
So what exactly are we wanting to do here with CAPN in the Diocese of Amarillo, sir?
Well, starting now, we're going to bring the West Texas Catholic Audio Edition to the podcast. It'll be the West Texas Catholic Podcast. And then we hope to scale to other areas. We want to provide some very robust offerings to the Catholics in our diocese and beyond.
When we want to be able to add programs or podcasts that relate to everybody, whether it be vocations, whether it be Catholic Charities, the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, the diaconate, our priest. I mean, we're just scratching the surface with this. Now, the other thing that's nice about the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, unlike the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, which is only available on Fridays at noon and Sundays at 4 on the Guadalupe Radio Network, when we get this rolling here very, very soon, we will have this up, I'm hoping, Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night, and it will be up and ready to go. And you can listen to it, A, whenever you want to. B, if you miss a story because somebody came in and interrupted you while you were watching or listening, you can rewind it back and listen again. And you can listen to it as many times as you want, which we encourage. We like those hits, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, and we'll keep the podcast up on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, up on our website, which is going to be on amarillodiocese.org, right?
Yeah. So you'll be able to access it from the West Texas Catholic page on the amarillodiocese.org website. But we also have our own domain name for the Capen, and that is stcapen.com. That's stcapen.com.
So you'll be able to watch that. And the thing that we'll try to do, and we make no promises here because we're learning, mm-hmm. and I'm learning a lot, is that the idea is to put the podcast up early, and then we will take the podcast off the website at the beginning of the first event. Let's say let's talk about to the weekend of November 15th through 17th. The first big event of that weekend was the Veterans Honor Mass at mm-hmm. St. Mary's Cathedral. So as soon as that Mass starts at 10:30, the podcast would disappear, and any interviews that we would have from the show, we would leave those separately up there so you could watch or listen to those interviews again. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
So we're going to try to talk to a lot of people. And the thing is also with doing this, we don't have to go somewhere for interviews.
That's right.
The power of Zoom, which I ignored during COVID, you turned into quite the expert, as did Oscar Guzman mm-hmm. during COVID. I never did a Zoom interview until a couple of weeks ago when we had George R. Diaz Arastia mm-hmm. from the Red Mass come join us. That was the first Zoom interview I'd ever done.
And it was fantastic.
It was a great interview, and he was a fantastic speaker. I hope you were able to get to the Red Mass for that. So what will we do with the podcast? Well, we're hoping to open it up to other offices, other vocations, mm-hmm. other ministries in the Diocese of Amarillo. And will we be accepting advertising? Possibly.
Possibly, yeah.
And I know there's one gentleman that's already said, when you get started, come get me. Mm-hmm. So we're going to come get you very, very soon, sir, and we'll talk more about that. Now, what's the timeline for the launch and the frequency of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, and the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, which will be pretty much more the same? It'll be basically the same program. The podcast might be a little shorter because there's really no time limit on a podcast. Now, the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, we have to be 59 minutes, 45 seconds. That's the length of the program from start to finish. So there's no negotiating or wiggle room there. But podcasts, we can go 30, 45 minutes. And when we have busy times of the year, it could go an hour. It could go a lot longer, right, depending on who's in and who wants to talk and who has something they need to bring up.
Right.
So look for that very, very, what are we looking at launch-wise here? Before the end of the year, beginning of the year, what?
I think realistically, we're looking at probably the beginning of the year.
Okay.
So we encourage you to follow us on Facebook, and we'll have more information going out soon. We'll also send out flock notes and try to communicate directly through the parishes and the bulletins. And so just keep an eye out for the Capen advertised in the bulletins.
And we'll have something about it in the West Texas Catholic, the mm-hmm. newspaper as well, and we'll talk more about it on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Now, I got to talk about something else, because this is something you stuck your shovels into a couple of weeks ago, and you may be going, oh, brother, did I stick a big shovel into a huge project. We are finally putting some, what's the best way I want to put this? We're putting some remodeling work on AmarilloDiocese.org.
Ah, that's right. Yeah. So our diocese website is in need of some modern updates. So we are working on rebuilding all the pages so that way the information is succinct, but also very informative and provides the viewer the ability to easily navigate the website and to find what they're looking for.
And we're starting with the West Texas Catholic / Communications Department
page. That's right. Yeah.
What can people expect to see when we get this rolled out, and when will we roll this out?
So the West Texas Catholic page on the AmarilloDiocese.org will include our current publication, as well as archived publications all the way back to 2009.
When we first got back here, that would mm-hmm. be August 9th of 2009. Good grief. That's a lot of newspaper there.
Yeah, and you'll also find various news articles that are posted directly onto the website, as well as Vatican news. And you'll also find links for our podcast.
So there's a lot coming up, and it's going to be launched when? Yeah, okay. It'll be coming up pretty soon. Be looking for it. We're going to talk more about it on this program, on the podcast, and in the Diocesan newspaper. And as David mentioned, there'll be flock notes going out about that. We'll put something on Facebook. It's another tool to keep people informed in this diocese more than anything else. But when we have something big that's coming up, and, you know, we do have a few things that are coming up here in the next 2 years, like a centennial and a couple of other things that most people know are coming, we can cover those events here on this podcast in live stream if necessary, which we look forward to doing. And again, folks, we're just getting warmed up here on what this could be. This could be huge. And wouldn't this be a nice model for other dioceses, or dare I say archdiocese, to pick up and go, hey, what did you guys do, and how did you do it, and why did you do it?
We're going to lead the way, Chris.
Let's lead the way and be innovators here. Anything we forgot to bring up that you wanted to bring up?
Yeah, I'm really excited to also launch our Diocese of Amarillo YouTube channel. That's where we will post most of our videos from the podcast, so that way you can listen or you can watch. Mm-hmm. And so you can find us on YouTube at Diocese of Amarillo, all one word.
Lowercase letters. And I guess people can subscribe to that?
They can.
And how much does it cost to subscribe to that?
It is absolutely free.
Best four-letter word there is out there is free. So that's always a good thing. A lot of things happening here in CAPN, the Carlo Acutis Podcast Network. We will have our first podcast rolling out probably right after the first of the year. And hopefully we'll have other entities in the diocese and other ministries doing a podcast. And we've thrown this idea to Adam and have told him, listen, you don't have to spend an hour pontificating. If you can get your message out in 10, 15 minutes, to the point, short and sweet, that'll work. Just don't leave it up there for like months, years, decades, millenniums. Update it every now and then, and hopefully it'll give us a chance to introduce to you our seminarians, our soon-to-be class of 2025 deacons that'll be ordained, or scheduled to be ordained next year at this time. You'll get a chance to meet some of our priests or women religious, maybe even some of our pastoral center employees. There's a lot that we can do with this, and we just ask for your prayers and your support. And go watch the podcast, and we'll let you know when they're coming out, and we'll let you know who's doing podcast here. We just want you to be a part of it. We want you to be aware of it. It's another tool for us to inform and educate, which is the mission of the Office of Communications, to inform and educate the Diocese of Amarillo. How do we do that? We do it through the newspaper, through the radio program, now through a podcast, through Facebook, through Flocknote.
And through our website.
And through the website.
Yeah.
I mean, we just keep adding tools to the tool shed, and there's really no excuse to say, I didn't know that. Well, yes, there is no excuse for that, because we're giving you more opportunities. Last word's yours, finally.
Well, I'm just really excited about this venture for the diocese. I think it's going to really, really move us forward in communicating to the diocese, and I'm really excited what we can do beyond the diocese, too, because podcasts, I mean, you can listen to it from anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be able to reach people not just in the state of Texas, but throughout the United States, throughout the world.
There may be people that are expatriates of the Diocese of Amarillo who want to know what's happening in their home diocese. Well, this is a tool to help them out right there, in addition to AmarilloDiocese.org. And again, you can find the podcast where, when we get them started?
StCapn.com. That's StCapn.com.
Okay. David Wilson joining us here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, and our first inaugural broadcast in CAPN. God bless you. Thanks for all your hard work, and let's make this baby run.
Thank you.